thinking about you. Come on in. We have some catching up to do. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Jazz It Up Blog Talk Radio. Here I am, Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva here. Phone lines are open. That track there is Rendezvous by Mike Murray. He is on my platform this evening. Feel free to call in. Mike, are you with me?
I am, Brenda. How are you?
All right. Let's jazz it up. All right. Where are you calling from, Mike?
Brenda, I'm in my home state of New Jersey in the town of Maplewood right now.
All right. All right. Hopefully all your fans down there are all listening in. And tell me what you've been doing since the last time you were on my platform.
Well, as a matter of fact, I've been pretty busy, Brenda. You know, I had to look that up a little bit there just to remind myself. There have been 3 releases since we last talked.
Yeah.
There was Love Language back in July 2019.
Yeah.
And there was the Vantage Point CD, and there was a single, 26th Street Northwest, released in January 2019.
Okay. I missed 2 of them. I missed that. I'm going to have to go back and check it out. Thank you for that information.
Well, that's no, that's okay. I got to keep checking myself because I lose track.
Right. So I'm playing Rendezvous. That was on which album?
So Rendezvous is from the Love Language CD.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
and who's the lady singing in that track?
The vocals and the young lady on that track is the Ona B.
Okay.
The one and only.
Okay.
Who happens also to be my fiance, I should mention.
Oh, that's her? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
My lovely, lovely fiance, yes.
Oh, wow.
Who's listening
that's
out there right now, as a matter of fact.
All right. Okay. Thank you for that information as well. So we're going to get into mentioning this new album, Cruising. What inspired you? Mm-hmm. What sparked you off? What made you create that album, Cruising? And how did you come up with the title of it?
Well, you know, it's timely, here we are at this point right now with what's going on in the country, and we're all under this lockdown. And you know, everybody's locked down, you got the social distancing and all that. And so, what better concept right now than this idea of getting out and cruising? And I remember back in the old sense of cruising around, you know, in your car or on your motorcycle or even, you know, your scooter or your bicycle, what have you, or a boat, any form of transportation where you're just kind of riding along is the idea behind this release.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I love the album.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, once, if anybody haven't heard it, try it out and let it just play all the way through back to back. You know, that's how I do.
You know, I hear that. And I've got a few fans there. You know, I consider them mega fans. And some of them they're always telling me, man, that's cruising music. You know, I love what you do. That's cruising music.
Right.
And I've decided,
right.
You know what, I'm going to give them more of what they want. Give them something to cruise by.
So while we're talking about cruising, how about me going ahead to spin that track, Cruising?
All right.
All right. Be right back.
Thank you.
We are cruising this evening with Mike Murray on his new album. All right, Mike. That one is my favorite one. I love it.
Good.
Yes, I love it. Cruising. We have a caller, area code 615. Go ahead and state your name, please.
My name is Leo Hall.
Hello, Leo.
Hey, Leo.
How are you?
All right.
How's it
going,
Mike?
Doing good.
All right, go right ahead.
So, Ms. Holstis, you're going to have to excuse us because I'm telling you, I am a huge fan of Mike.
All right.
I have so much of your music on my on Spotify, and I have always tried to reach out to you to say, man, I really appreciate your music. I mean, for real. I've been listening to you for about a year and a half, maybe 2 years now. And at one time, I had my long playlist. I would listen to your music when I go to sleep. You know, Calamari, Sun Breezes, Dial 10, Metropolitan, you know. And then heading to... We were driving down to Pensacola, and I said, let me see if you got any new music out, because I wanted to build another playlist. And then that's when we found Cruising. And I was like, oh, yeah. Definitely Cruising music, man. Definitely Cruising music. And then we found Love Languages. And I'm like, oh, he put this out too?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, man. So, bruh, you're like... top five of my artists, man. I mean, I listen to you all the time, especially Dial 10. I think I play Dial 10 so much my family gets sick of hearing it, but I play it like when I get up in the morning, driving in my car, when I'm catching a plane, you know, every time I go to Vegas or like I'm shooting a video, it's in the background as just some little music. I use it for my photo shoots, all that, man. So I appreciate your music, bro. I really appreciate your music, man.
Well, Leo, I thought I knew all of my mega fans, man. I'm going to have a bigger list here.
Oh, bro, I can name some more, man. I mean, you got, what, My Love, East Expressway, Transport 6, Project 10, Desire, Tranquility, Back to the Town. I'm telling you, I have them all. And I'll find one or two songs that I really like, and I just play them all the time. Northbound off this new one. I like the Cruising CD. Northbound is one of my favorite ones, man. I play Northbound first, then I play Cruising, and then I play everything else.
Wow. You know, I'm humbled and speechless. But I really appreciate that. I really appreciate that.
Oh, no problem. Now, I've always wondered, what instrument do you play? Because you have sax, man. I don't know if you played sax or if you were keyboard or what. What do you play exactly? Or do you play them all?
Good question.
Well, yeah, essentially I play them all, but I'm a keyboardist and a drummer. Naturally. But I'm more of a composer than anything else and a producer.
Okay.
So, you know, the there's tools out there available for the masses now that allow, you know, pretty much anybody to produce good music.
Right.
It's just a matter of how much time and effort you put into it.
Right, right.
And I've had some good people behind me, you know, I've had some good sound engineers, I've had good people giving me advice about my mix, and, you know, I've had people help me along the way to mature myself musically, and that's important.
Okay. All right. I have a request for you. So, you know, I have a magazine called Soiree Fashion Magazine.
Uh-huh.
And when you go back into the studio, it'd be really cool if you make a song called Soiree.
Soiree. Now
yes,
I know
sir.
Who you are. Yeah. Well, definitely. Yeah. I'll make a note. And
yeah.
I appreciate your
yeah.
support too. By the way, I really appreciate your support.
Man. Definitely. Yeah. This made my evening, bro. This made my evening.
Well, you made my day. I'll tell you that. You made my day.
Made my day too.
I like again, Miss Hostess. I'm sorry. I don't mean to take up all your time, but I'm gonna tell you, this is like when you get a chance to speak to somebody you've been wanting to. I really admire your work. And,
thank you so much.
You know, I listen to it in dialysis. It keeps me cool while I'm in dialysis as well. And I'm going to tell you a funny story. Yeah. There's another Mike Murray. Now, do you pronounce your name Murray or Murray?
It's actually Murray.
Murray, okay. Cause
yeah.
I went searching for you because when I found Cruising, and then I saw another Mike Murray on social media. So I'm sending him texts and say, hey, man, I love your music. I'm jamming to it. I'm listening to this new track called Cruising, and I like Dial 10. And I mean, and the person said, hey, man, that's not me. So I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. And so I'm like, man. And then I found you, and I'm like, okay. But yeah. I'm going to kid in the candy store, bro. I'm sorry, man.
No, that's all right. It was good to hear from you, and I appreciate you, man.
Mm-hmm. You too. Well, I'm going to keep listening in and, enjoy your music, enjoy your show, ma'am, and I appreciate it. And, Mike, we'll talk some more, guy. We'll talk some more.
All right. Very good, Leo. You take care.
Thank you for calling
in,
Leo.
Bye. Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's the kind of call most artists would dream to have.
Take care. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yes. All right. So we're going to continue with the show here. So for those that don't know of you, Mike, briefly tell them how your music career briefly began, what inspired your talent, why you chose smooth jazz?
Well, my professional career started back around 2007 at my first release, but a couple of years, probably 5 years before that, I started playing around with a keyboard because my father was a organist, and he became a very good organist. Unbeknownst to me over the years. So I wanted to follow in his footsteps. And so, you know, I bought myself a keyboard and started doing stuff with it. And I let a friend hear some stuff I had done. And to his credit, back then he was a cheerleader and he kept encouraging me to keep going. So I did. And here we are.
All right. And thank you for that information. Thank you. Wow.
You're welcome.
And Leo brought up the question that I was going to ask you, how many music instruments can you play? And you told him, so I'm going to exit that question out.
Okay. All right.
Your website information and social media information, please, and where this album can be purchased at. Go right ahead, Mike.
You can find me on Twitter at Mike Murray Music, but spell music with a Z instead of an S. Mike Murray Music. And then you can find me on IG at MikeMurrayMusic.com. Don't put the dot, spell the dot out. Mike Murray Music, DOTCOM. And then on the web, the normal way, MikeMurrayMusic.com.
All right. Thank you for that information.
You're welcome. You can purchase the music on all the major outlets, Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, Deezer, etc.
All right. Thank you. So is there any other future music projects you want to let us know about?
Well, I haven't started on anything yet, but I plan to get started here probably within the next few weeks. And I don't have a clear direction yet. Just going to see what the Lord has in store. I do believe that he's very influential in what I do and how I do it. So pray for that, and I hope that I'll be able to top whatever I did last, as I always try to do.
All right. Now, at the end of the show, I was deciding to play Slow Lane and Destination Nowhere. And Destination Nowhere is my favorite track. What inspired you to do those two tracks, and how did you come up with the titles?
So Destination Nowhere came out of the idea, as I mentioned earlier, I'm a biker. And excuse me, a lot of times I get on the bike and my destination is nowhere.
Right.
I just ride.
Yeah.
You know, or I cruise. And and so that would be the inspiration behind that one. And I'm sorry, what was the other track?
Slow Lane.
Oh, Slow Lane. Every CD project has to have a slow track, you know.
Yeah.
So that track gave me an opportunity to slow it down a bit. We all ride in that slow lane every now and then. Some of y'all I know don't ride in the slow lane ever. But for those of you who do from time to time, there you go. There's something for you.
All right. Thank you for that information. And I want to ask you, what is that ultimate desire which you wish your fans out there to get out of this cruising album?
I hope that while people are indoors and, you know, quarantining and doing what they're doing, that this album and others brings them some joy and some enjoyment. I hope that when they get out there and get in their cars and just go for a ride, whatever the mode of transportation is, they think about pulling out this CD and just letting it rip and enjoying the music.
All right. And you're more than welcome at this time to give a shout out to all the persons that have supported you on this new album. Go right ahead, Mike.
Well, thank you. I'd like to give a shout out first to my fiance, aka Ziona B, for her constant encouragement and her cheerleading and support. And she helped co-produce some of the music on that album on Be There in 10. I want to make mention of Gabriel Hudson and Ill Online Studios, the sound engineer. I worked on the project, and also Dwight Stokes, who worked on the project at length as well.
All right. So how about giving everybody an applause? All right. Mm. We're coming to a close to this radio showcase with Mike Murray. And any words of encouragement you want to give while we're dealing with these dark times. Mike?
Yeah, and I want to finish the shout-outs real quick just to all of the listeners and fans, especially those mega fans like Leo, who take the time to be so just give me so much encouragement. I really appreciate that. All of the online radio hosts and show hosts and music group operators such as yourself, playlist operators, et cetera, I really appreciate them, but especially to the fans. So words of encouragement, I want to address two young men who I know are listening. They're right here. The words of encouragement I want to give them are as follows. If you start on something and you lose interest in it, don't give it up completely. Think about it. Think about the effort and time you put into it. And don't grow up, get older, and look back and regret the fact that you didn't stay with it. That's probably some of the best advice I can give those two young men.
Yeah.
And for everybody else out there, I just wish them safe travels and well-being, and ask them to use care as they go about their daily lives.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for the words of encouragement, Mike Murray.
You're very welcome.
All right. Go out and check him out online on all the social media that he mentioned, and check out and buy his album, Cruisin'. And Mike, you can always return back on my show with any new projects. And you have a blessed evening and happy holidays.
Thank you very much. You too.
Yes. And this is Lady Diva signing out, everyone. I will play the last two tracks for this evening by Mike Murray off his Cruisin' album, Slow Lane and Destination Nowhere. I want to thank everyone for their support and continue to listen in on my shows that are upcoming throughout the rest of this month. And you know how to contact me if you want to become a guest on my show. Send in your submissions to letsjazzitup@gmail.com. This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, signing out of Let's Jazz It Up. Good night, everyone.